Australia here backstage at Live 2011 with the adorable, blooming cute James Morrison.
Thank you very much.
Hello, love. How are you?
I'm good.
Is this the sort of gig you love doing?
This is the sort of gig that makes me scared.
Yeah,
I don't know, because it's like it's out of your control, you know. It's not your show.
Yeah.
A lot of people... but I'm lucky that I've done some of these arena shows before, so I'm used to the size. But yeah, I think I always get nervous when there's a lot of other people on the bill. So, you know, there's a lot of other competitions.
But I'm just
glad to be here and get to be involved with a great radio gig.
So how do you calm your nerves then? What do you do to calm your nerves on a day before a 15,000 people gig?
Now, I mean, I'm pretty simple. I just get ready for it by being scared. I think. Actually being scared to go and help, in a way, because it makes you realise that it's not, you know, it's not taken lightly. You've got to lightheartedly, you've got to go into it full on and enjoy it and be scared and enjoy the fear and, yeah.
James, you sold over 4 million albums around the world. How can you still get scared going on the stage in front of 15,000 people?
Because you still got to prove why you're there, you know. I think, sales don't really kind of come into it. You still got to be good, you know. Like,
suppose.
Plenty of people that have sold a lot of records and there's great people out at the moment, so I don't take any of it for granted.
Are you doing Up tonight?
I am, yeah.
Because Jessie J's not here.
No, she's not.
So what the hell?
I'm like singing, cheating on her. I'm going to have to do it with someone else.
Do you want me to?
Oh, yeah?
No, James, no.
Listen to this, James. The only way is up.
Don't be sick.
In a way, that would change the song drastically.
It's all right. It would. Maybe in the way that I wouldn't want.
Sorry?
Actually, I'm sorry.
Please don't upset. I've got to work with for the rest of the night. I mean, come on.
Good attempt, though. I felt it.
Thanks. What's the best thing a fan's ever done for you?
I think someone's like, but they've baked me homemade goods, which is weird and quite sweet as well. You
Do
know.
You trust it?
Not really.
No.
I don't trust any homemade food that people... Like, I made you a cake, and you're like, oh, what's in it? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just, nice. I've had gifts bought me, like necklaces and bottles of Jack Daniels.
That's always welcome.
So that's always welcome.
As long as the seal's not broken.
Yeah, if it's not, I don't know. It makes it more interesting for me if it is.
Were you a big fan of anybody? And did you go the extra mile for somebody you were a fan of?
I was really unlucky when I was a kid in the fact that I never had enough money to go to gigs, but no, I didn't. I wanted to go and see Michael Jackson when I was a kid, but I've never waited outside to like meet anybody or anything like that.
So no. Do you find it weird when people do it for you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and I always say, "What are you waiting out here for? It's freezing." You know? Yeah, I don't know. I think they're really sweet, you know, and a lot of them they're just excited to meet you and get photos and stuff. So it's part of it, really.
But James, you seem like a really sweet guy. Like, you're never in the media for doing this rock and roll stuff. Like, just tell us something that we don't know about James Morrison, which people go, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm lousy in the morning. I smoke a lot. What else? I don't know. There's nothing really. I'm not a bad person. I'm not perfect either. You know, I'm just a normal bloke who likes to sing. That's it.
Fair enough.
What's your pre-show ritual? What do you do just before you go on stage? Do you need
do
me to come and do
star
a prayer?
Jumps, okay. Like shake it out.
Yeah.
Shake the sweat off. Just get warmed up. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of, let the nerves kick in and kind of try and enjoy them in a good way, yeah.
And what are you doing for us tonight? What's?
I'm doing a little bit of old. I was going to do You Give Me Something just because it's my first song.
Because you give me
Right, I'm just going to tell this, James. She's adding that to her CV now. James sung with James Morrison.
Duet
that's
with two. Morrison.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
no, darling,
great.
We've done two tracks
yeah,
tonight.
We've already done two.
This is easy, this singing, Lark. We're all pretend it's hard.
I know. We all act like it's hard work.
Right, we're doing this thing, right, which is we're asking each person we interview tonight to ask our next interviewee a question.
Oh, okay, all right.
Right, Cher Lloyd set a question for you.
Right, she was our last guest, and so we said, what do you want to ask James Morrison? And make of this... James Morrison, what you will.
Okay.
Cher Lloyd's question for you was...
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss. Yeah, I like mine with a kiss.
Oh, yes, he does. James, we would like you to set the next question. And
okay,
the next people we're interviewing is the band The Wanted.
What have they always wanted? That's a good
one. What have they always
wanted? Yeah, what have they always
wanted?
Yeah.
And whatever the answer is, James Morrison will provide.
Okay, all
it's
right,
a brilliant guarantee.
Right, well, we can't, Joe, you can't make guarantees for people.
Okay. James, listen, thank you for talking to us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck tonight. You're on stage for us at the LG Arena for Live 2011.
Yes.
Look at James Morrison.
Yeah.